Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Grant and Danny radio program is exclusively sponsored by the law firm Condori and Murat, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. The owner of the Commanders, Josh Harris, was on a podcast with Alex Rodriguez. The name of this podcast, I got to find it. Do you remember it, Darris? The Deal. Sounds like a business podcast, maybe, or a bunch of people that have a lot of money get together to talk about having a lot of money and how they got their money. It's on Bloomberg, if that tells you anything.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
It's like a businessy thing. But I listened to some of this, and it was really compelling because, let's face it, how much have we heard Josh Harris talk about the stadium deal? We had the press conference where he answered a couple of questions, and he had some, you know, prepared comments, which was nice. But this was the first back-and-forth Q&A about this deal and a lot of his thoughts on how it's going to go down. And I've not heard this audio played on the station, and I wanted to get into some of this so we can react to this now. But have you heard any of this interview that he did with A-Rod?
Just a little, to borrow from our friend Fred Smoot, Schniblet. Of it here and there. I have not heard the extended. I want to.
So let's play through some of these clips, and we can start and stop them as need be. But let's start with Harris one. This is on how important it is to return to the RFK site for this ownership group, for this fan base, and maybe even for the city of D.C.
Well, it's seismic, I think, for the city, for the DMV, for D.C. D.C. is obviously an incredibly important city. And, you know, I grew up there. I grew up in Chevy Chase, Maryland, and to be able to bring football back to RFK Stadium, the spiritual home of Washington football, of the Commanders, and you know, build a next generation world class venue. I mean, obviously venues are advancing, the technology is advancing, the fan experience is advancing, and then, you know, it's not just a football venue. We're gonna put a dome on it. We're gonna make it about football, but we still put a dome on it. It's very important to the city that they be able to host massive events like the Super Bowl. Maybe we're now gonna push Roger on that, but you know whatever, Beyonce, you know, pick a, you know, an event. And D.C. obviously is a gateway city for the United States, so it'll make D.C. great and proud. And then not only that, it's a $2.7 billion stadium, but it's a $3.8 billion, including all the stuff that's going to happen with the infrastructure and everything. And then there's the stadium itself is about 15% of the overall ground. I don't know if you've ever been down there.
Yeah, but of course.
You got the Capitol and the monument. You can see it. You got the Anacostia River. And then it's a 15-minute bike ride to Nationals Park, the Navy Yard. So you're going to redevelop a lot of neighborhoods with D.C., affordable housing. You have a whole bunch of parks. And then, you know, retail, mixed use. And so you're going to really change those areas in a really positive way. And D.C. has had an amazing, they've done this in the past. So,
yeah.
You know, it's incredible, actually, and really exciting to be able to engage with the city and help a city.
So that's a good launching point there with him just talking about the project. But what I got out of that answer, at least the initial part of it, Danny, was my argument I keep making, which is, and I know this does not hold up in court, we're talking about Washington, D.C. We should be able to have a world-class stadium, which we don't right now. We're talking about Washington, D.C. We should not be left out of the World Cup. The number one TV market every 4 years for the World Cup, D.C., should not be told you can't host a game because your stadium, which isn't even in the city, by the way, is not good enough. We don't feel good putting a game there right now. It's a rundown, mediocre joint.
Right.
You can't have the people safe and comfortable in that dump so you don't get a World Cup game. But if you want to travel up to Philly, you could do that. Shouldn't be. In Washington, D.C., the most powerful city in the world. We should not have a situation where Taylor Swift says, I'm doing 23 cities. D.C.'s not going to be one of them because we're not going to that place in Landover. That's a thing. That's a reality. The Beyonce concert that was last in Landover, go back and see all the news stories about the lines in and out and some of the stories that night. There's a good chance she wouldn't go back to that stadium based on all the complaints and the problems. We shouldn't miss out on things in this city. This is not Wyoming, some random town, Cheyenne, or I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Give me a break, man. We're D.C., so you should have a world-class stadium. And I know that's not the beginning and the end of the conversation, but I got a little bit of that tone from Harris there.
Well, but to me, it's the most compelling. So economists and really people smarter than me will disagree forever about the outright financial benefits. In other words, if I tell you, Grant, you give me $5 today, you're going to get $7.50 in 2 weeks. Whether that's true or not is maybe up for debate. Reasonable minds, I think, can disagree. I don't think it's a great pure cost-benefit analysis in terms of like win and loss for the local economy. But what I do think is that. The point is, it's now the showcase where it is as currently a blight. The whole point of this is, when the World Cup comes, when this televised event comes, it's the advertisement. It's the best foot forward for the city, and it needs to happen because of that. More so, again, than if we spend $1.1 billion, will we make our $1.1 billion back based on the Final Four being here? The answer is probably not. But over the long haul, or at least for me, it's probably not. But over the long haul, there's a reason people want to come see the Smithsonian. There's a reason people want to go look at the Capitol and the Washington Monument and all the memorials and all the different beautiful things that are hallmarks of D.C., every school trip. So you go beyond just the school trip, and it becomes a place that everybody has to go and wants to come see, because look what else we can do. We don't have a look what else right now.
Yeah.
Get the look what else, and this is your gateway for it.
Charles Allen will disagree with me. Brianna Nadeau, I'm not sure of her exact name, she would disagree with me. But if there's not a venue where you can host a World Cup game, you're not doing your job in this city as a member of the city council. Like, that's how I feel about this. Mm-hmm. If there's not a place in D.C. where we can host the biggest performers in the world to come and do a stadium-sized show that is too big for an arena, then you're doing it wrong. Go back to the drawing board and figure out another plan for your city. In this city, in a top 7 media market, it's been as high as 6 and as low as 8 or whatever it is now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I know it's Washington, D.C. I know that's what I know. You got to be able to have that. All right, let's go to Harris 2 here on Maryland's role in deciding to move to D.C., talking about Westmore and the battle to try to keep the team.
Okay, so we play in Maryland today. The team has played in Maryland since the 90s, like the late 90s, and you know, obviously the DMV is D.C., Maryland, Virginia. D.C.'s in the middle, right? So RFK is in the middle. So Maryland, right, for Virginia fans, a little further. But we play in Maryland. And so the first thing we had to do is assure all through the process Governor Moore, who really cares about Landover.
The governor of Maryland.
The governor of Maryland. you know, he wanted to make sure that, you know, we said to him, look, we have to consider D.C. because it's the spiritual home of the commanders. And he said, look, I'm willing to let you consider that and not be and be generous about how you allow you to have some options. But you need to convince me that you're going to, you know, build something in Maryland if you decide to leave. And so we concluded a deal with the governor, and that allowed for the project to be, the land to be transferred to D.C. So I don't know if you remember, but as the last Congress was sunsetting, we got a 100-0 vote in the Senate,
yes,
which moved the land to D.C. So until the land was under federal control, until the land was under D.C. control, and then it wasn't possible to build a stadium.
So that's Harris on the Maryland part of this. Now, he suggested that they would build something at that site, according to, you know, basically the demands of Wes Moore. Mm-hmm. All I've ever heard is that they would take care of detonating and moving that stadium on, basically, that they would take it down, that it's not going to be a blight, it's not going to sit there like RFK. I've never heard that they're then going to pay to build something there.
That was interesting to me. So that's the part I pulled out as well, because they own the team owns that land.
Right.
Okay. So,
and they would give it to Maryland, I guess?
Again, that's the question. So in general, there are exceptions, but in general, if I own land and I'm going to move somewhere else, local government, it's none of your business what I do with it. But maybe there's a trade there. Maybe there's something that's a bigger part for it. Like, I'll allow you to go shopping even though your lease hasn't expired or this or that without fret, if you promise to do something with that ground once you're done with it. Maybe that's what he's implying. But even still, that's something I hadn't heard to this point.
Because I don't get the sense they're going to help build anything there. They don't care about that land when they leave.
Right.
They just had to agree, best we could tell so far, that if Maryland wants to build something there, they're going to be able to, because there's not going to be a stadium,
mm-hmm,
and it's going to be leveled and the dirt's going to be ready to dug into when they're done. I think it's within a year after they're done.
Yeah, whether it's selling the land to the state or whether it's keeping the land, destroying the stadium, you know, laying flat ground and letting a developer come in and put whatever you want there, whether it's a sportsplex or a million things for local residents or retail to mix use, the same type of stuff you're going to put in downtown D.C. I have no idea what the deal is there, but I hadn't heard any of that where Wes Moore was like, yeah, you can go ahead and look around. That was interesting to me. Like, it makes sense that that's part of it, but
they're under the lease. So yeah. Do you need permission from him legally to start talking to D.C.? I wouldn't think so.
I don't think you would, looking for your next place you want to do something. I don't, but still.
But I wonder, just in the terms of a contract, and I'm with you, I don't think this would be the case, but could you do that 6 years before the end of the lease as opposed to two?
You should have to pay something to get out early from a lease like that. But even still, basically saying, his point there just sounds like, again, summarizing, Wes Moore's been a great partner, and he's still not holding our feet to the fire, not making it miserable for us, giving us ultimatums and deadlines, going, if you don't tell me right within 5 minutes, I'm just making this up, you don't tell me by June 1st, that $400 million we were going to spend goes away. He's not doing anything. He's not playing any hardball at all. I think maybe there's an exchange there we're not thinking of. Maybe some of the offices that moved into the PG County for the team, whether it's a season ticket sales and some of those things, maybe stay there. I mean, that's part of the negotiation as well, probably.
Well, there's also this. There's no reason, if you're Wes Moore, you've known all along they want to be in D.C. They don't want to be there.
Right.
So it's almost like somebody wants a divorce, and you're just telling them, no, I'm not signing the papers. Where does that really get you?
Right.
Neither of you are going to be happy. This is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part of it is, he just watched what happened with D.C. and Virginia, where Ted Leonsis really wanted to go to Virginia, was pretty hell-bent on doing it. That fell through. They come back to D.C., and they're able to salvage it. Well, if you go scorched earth or really are a pain in the butt as they're trying to get to D.C.,
it's a good point, Grant.
What is the benefit to that?
Yeah, there's no upside.
All I got to do is sit here and wait with my $400 million and let the D.C. City Council screw it up.
Yeah, let local politics at play itself, yeah.
I mean, because it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, let Mendelsohn and Allen and Edu and, you know, all of them get their hands on this thing. And next thing you know, maybe Josh Harris comes back to me with his tail between his legs going, hey, that $400 million, still,
is that still on the table?
You still got that over there? Let's go to, this is Harris 3 on, this is interesting because we've always talked about this. We knew, everybody knew they wanted to be in D.C. And he went into essentially the history of them knowing that they needed to be at this site.
from there, you know, we went into, we had negotiations going with a lot of different parties, and, you know, we're blessed that everyone wants the Commanders, and ultimately concluded a deal with the mayor that would be highly beneficial for DC, and at $2.7 billion, which is what we're putting up, it's the largest investment in DC ever. So it's the largest investment in DC's history. And so the once the mayor decided that it was okay, we signed a term sheet with the mayor, and now we're working with the DC City Council, who, I mean, the project has incredible ROI for DC, literally billions of tax revenues, thousands of homes, and thousands of jobs, right? And so—
And affordable homes.
And of that, 30% are by agreement going to be, at least that will be affordable homes. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to raise the standard. And then you get an amazing entertainment district. And I mean, who's not going to play in a new stadium with the backdrop being literally the Capitol, right? And then you get the redevelopment on the Anacostia River. So this is going to change DC. And so I'm hopeful that the council's doing its work. A number of them are already supporting that, but we have some work to do. So now the next step for us is to obviously get the council's vote. You've got to tell the citizens and the politicians, you know, why this is good for the city, why they should invest their money in this. And the reality is DC is going through a harder time right now. And we were very sensitive to that and made sure that this deal was very good for DC. But I'm also focused on making it a place where our opponents fear to come, which is how this I grew up, and where our fans love to come.
Yeah.
And, you know, our RFK, right, was a, you know, it was an incredible arena. I mean, the stands would shake and it was a smaller arena, but it was loud and, you know, people showed up.
Josh Harris on a podcast with Alex Rodriguez and a co-host. We're going through some of his answers here. So a few things there, but where do you want to start?
Working with the council now. So one of the gripes.
How about him saying we got work to do?
Yeah.
That tells you they might not have the votes right now.
Totally. One of the frustrations that a couple members of the council shared with us was they haven't seen any details. They don't know anything yet. This is part of a larger budget that hasn't been submitted. And by the way, it now seems that it has been submitted, and a lot of politics are happening around that. And sort of the stadium part is on the back burner, but they're doing their own normal stuff, which is outside of our pay grade. We're football guys. But that point is sign the term sheet with the mayor, and now almost as if to say, and now the real work begins, trying to satisfy everybody's quadrant or ward or at-large concern.
But they're 6 weeks away from this deadline.
This deadline, yeah.
So if quote-unquote, now the work begins, and maybe you could say that the work began a month ago or whatever, they've been meeting with these council members, although it doesn't sound like they got the budget until the last several days here. I mean, that's only 6 weeks. That deadline's not realistic then, I don't think, to get this thing actually agreed upon. Mid-July?
Yeah.
If right now they don't have the votes and they're trying to get them, there's no way you do that in 6 weeks.
I mean, maybe you go, all it takes is one meeting with, we had Robert White in studio, one of the council members at large. Really nice guy. I was pretty impressed with him. Whether you agree or disagree, maybe he goes, hey, here's what I need. I'm just making this up. If you have the team offices in DC and we get $1.50 from every car for the first 10 years for this parking garage that we're going to build for you, I'll sign. Cool. Boom, put that in. And then you get one other person, mental center, whoever, who's a maybe. You're not getting a couple.
So to that point.
And then you're done.
Then do you think this is a deal that is being negotiated? I believe that this deal is being dropped on the desk and saying, what do you think?
Interesting.
I don't view it as like they want to now go council member by council member and make a bunch of concessions. In their mind, and you heard Harris say this, and I actually think this is reality, I think they've done a lot in terms of this ownership group. They're putting up $2.7 billion. He said, we were very much aware of the hard time DC is having, and we thought about that in our commitment. I mean, in just talking to enough people around the organization, I think the thinking is they feel like, you know, they're taking on a lot of risk just as an ownership group, more so than vast majority of owners do, paying for 76% of this thing, and that they've given the city a really good deal. Now, not everyone on the city council, including White, who you just mentioned, who sat here, feels that way, but that's how the owners feel. So do they want to then keep giving more and more and more? That might be what it takes, but I don't think this was the first offer. I think this was the, here's your stadium deal, and by the way,
the offer expires. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, so and also, again, the politics of it, which you and I are clearly experts in, but it is, again, as to remind folks, it's part of the mayor's budget, right? So that's money for the fire station. That's money for this program, cutting this, adding that, whatever the expenditures are. And one of the paragraphs or two line items or however you want to phrase it is this stadium deal. So if it gets voted on or not, or rejected or not, I don't know how much red tape, and then I turn a red pen, and I X out this, and I want to make that number bigger or smaller. I don't know how much of that there is with this part of the process. I just don't.
All right, I want you to answer this question next. We can actually pose this to listeners if they want to hop in on the phones as well at 800-636-1067. Now that you've seen the idea, the vision, the plans, we haven't seen the actual imaging yet. I mean, they haven't come out with anything with an architect of what it would actually look like. We've seen some basic renderings of what it could look like.
Right.
But have you gotten excited enough about this possibility and what could be at that site that this is what it's going to be? Doesn't matter how long it takes. In other words, forget this deadline. If you have to wait another year, and that means you play at FedEx Field for one more year, mm-hmm, longer than expected, and it's not 2030, it's 31, or it's 32, and it takes forever, but they eventually get this thing done. Are you willing to wait extra years for this deal in D.C., or are you of the belief that you'd rather just go build something awesome in Maryland if it opens a couple years earlier? Where are you at now that we've gotten the ball rolling in D.C. to the point where,
right,
it's like promising you food? We pulled into the parking lot, and then we said, oh, we're not actually getting anything. We're just getting air. We're putting it in our tire.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're not going in to get drinks and snacks. We're just filling up and getting gas. 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Josh Harris has not really made the rounds. Hadn't done a lot of talking about the stadium since the press conference, but that changed with his appearance on this podcast with Alex Rodriguez we've been listening to clips from. And the question I've posed to Danny, I want to get his thoughts, that we'll hit the phones on this, at 800-636-1067. He says they've got work to do. They're in the phase now of really engaging the city council. We've talked to a plethora of the members of the council. They need 7 yeses. Right now they have 4. I don't think anything's changed that we don't know of. So they're a good way there, but it's not close to over at this point. And there is this deadline set for the middle of July where they need to know if DC says yes or no. The deadline's interesting, Danny, because yeah. We haven't heard a lot of details about it. What happens if you don't meet the deadline? Does it just move? If so, it's probably not really a deadline that matters.
Right. Is it if you're an hour late, is that it? Like, what happens
now? What ultimatum are they giving behind the scenes? Hey, you have until this date. Until what? You go back to Maryland and now start talking to them again? I don't know how the deadline works, really. But the question I've got is, based on how excited we've all gotten on DC, it's going to be hard to put the toothpaste back in the tube. Yeah?
Because it's gotten this far. So right?
It feels like we're in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
Have people gotten to a point where, with the vision and the actual renderings that don't mean anything because there's no architect yet, but the possibilities here where they go, they taste it, they see it, they smell it, they know what it looks like, and now they're just all in on DC, however long it takes in perpetuity? Or is it still like a year or two ago when people would say, just do the easier thing, build something amazing in Maryland, DC's too hard? And so the hypothetical I'm creating is, if it takes longer, a couple of more years of Northwest Stadium before you get your new stadium, but eventually they can get DC done, are you at a point where you just wait? Or is anybody of the belief that maybe RFK 2.0 is the dream girl and the dream scenario and the one that you want to end up with and marry, but she's always in a relationship when you're not and vice versa, and now she's moving for a job? And you got a girl that you're dating right now that you kind of like okay. It's not quite as good, but I could do a pretty cool thing here, too. I could build the Taj Mahal state-of-the-art thing, and there's going to be some perks. And she lets you go out and play golf on Saturdays, a.k.a. tailgate, where the other, you're never going to play golf on Saturdays again. I don't know. Where are you at on this?
So, I'm the wrong person to ask. I mean, to me, one is yes. The other is I think you can't do it. So, I'm not the right person to ask. But to me, I can still offer to the discussion. The people that would be interesting to me, especially our young people that have no connection to RFK, they don't care one way or the other. It's just a story their uncle or their dad or their older friend in the neighborhood used to tell, and they have no connection to it because they never went. Where you can recognize, hey, this is probably the best, but I'm not waiting around. I'm sick of all the almost. You could just do this, build me a nice stadium. The only thing I care about is a nice stadium. That's an interesting data point.
It's like just awesome house versus location. When you walk in the door, the house is the exact same. It's just where it's positioned. Are you looking out over water? Mm-hmm. Are you looking out into the woods? Are you looking out your back deck and you see another person's back deck 8 feet away? When you walk into the house is going to be the same. They're building an amazing $2.5 billion stadium somewhere.
Right, but how important is the location to you? So to me, that would be the first interesting point of discussion. Second, though, I think is the point that you bring up that I think is really smart and really good. It's that when you just go, what do you want? What's better? RFK or FedEx 2.0? Well, come on. Everybody knows what the answer is. But when it's now, hey, that because that's a pipe dream. When it's now, you are this close. And the only people in the way are preening, grandstanding local politicians that always kind of quietly cave. Say the one big thing, the big highfalutin thing, and then end up, you know, not building more affordable housing and the $1 million condos are right across the street from us. You're right there. It takes is saying yes to this budget. We've got a draft coming. We could see the Final Four. We could see the World Cup. Like, it's all right here. Now that you're that close, if you were, I don't want to wait anymore, will you wait now? Because it's right here. You could see, you could, the fryers are turned on. You could smell the meal.
I think if it's a year apart, it's a no-brainer, you wait. If it's a couple years apart, then you probably wait, even though I would hate it. At one more minute at the current stadium is a bad minute.
Yeah.
So two more football seasons is a disaster. But it's probably worth it over a 30, 40-year life of a stadium in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not really how it works. I mean, it would be the hope.
Right. There's no guarantee.
There is no guarantee. It's just the hope that we'll just keep kicking the can here. We're going to keep swinging this axe and hope the tree falls down. That's all it is, really. It's a bird in the hand versus the idea that you might be able to grab a couple. But you just mentioned, and I think you're right about this, my theory is that the younger our listeners and callers are, the more willing they'd be to just say, build something amazing out by FedEx, because they don't have the memories or the care of RFK Stadium. But I think now that this has all been introduced and the press conference happened and you're dreaming on being downtown in this cool D.C. neighborhood, Navy Yard Nats vibe, so to speak, I don't know. I think a lot of those people are excited in the same way that they were about the Virginia Caps Wiz thing.
Yep.
The same way that they would have been if these renderings came out for Maryland first. Like, you start picturing yourself in the car that you think you might buy that night. So when you get there to the dealership, there's a little juice, yeah. But we've got a couple of them in the studio we can tap into, and then I want to hit the phones. 800-636-1067. All right, so Clary, state your age, please, and your place of business.
25 years old, and I reside in Arlington, Virginia.
Okay. I was looking for Odyssey headquarters.
Odyssey headquarters.
Okay, there we go. Place of business is Arlington, Virginia. Okay.
Yes.
Very good. No, but shtick aside, you have been kind of, I would say, like with me on build me an amazing stadium, I don't care where it is, and do it as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Where are you at now that you've seen the DC plan and you've started to get a little excited about the possibilities?
I have, and I was originally on your team, Grant, where it was just like, just give me a brand new shiny stadium. But now that, like, I have seen some of the renderings and I have seen the press conference, I'm all in on RFK Stadium. Like, this is the dream. Like, you're right down from the Capitol. You're going to have the NFL draft coming to town in two years from now. You're going to have a Super Bowl, a Final Four, and all that's going to happen in Washington, D.C., where it is metro accessible, where you can get to games. It's just... it's the best spot for a stadium.
So are you waiting in perpetuity?
I'm waiting it out now after I've seen it, after I've seen the vision.
So you might get a stadium in a couple of years. And I'm not saying that's how this is going to work, but this is the worst case scenario of this deadline. I don't know what it means, what it has to do with anything. If you have no promises in D.C., but there's a real good chance eventually something could work out down the road, we're going to keep working at it. Versus Maryland, where you could just break ground in 11 months or whatever. As soon as you go back to Westmore, he's willing to, you know, give you a high five and go buy you a shovel from Home Depot, right? You're sticking with, let's wait and see what happens.
I'm sticking with RFK.
All right, what about you, Ben the Red? State your age, please.
21 years old.
21.
That's annoying.
And Linnell calls himself the youngest in charge.
I don't think so. With all due respect, sir.
I mean, Linnell's about to... retire compared to Ben the Red.
That's Lil Top right there.
All right, so what do you
got? That's right. Danny's right. Lil Top.
What do you got?
That's my new name. All right. Well, I'm from Gaithersburg, so a Maryland kid. You'd expect me to, you know, be steamed up potentially about a really nice state-of-the-art stadium in Maryland. I'm all in on DC RFK 2.0. One, just from the memories, from stories my dad has told me about going to the games, I want to live that. I want to experience that. When I would drive to our studios here in Navy Yard, from College Park, I pass by RFK, and every time I pass by and see it,
I get
chills. I would get the chills during the playoff run when I would drive by and I'd see the stadium. I'm like, we got to get back there, man. We got to get back to D.C. And when new ownership took over in 2023, two things most concerned with is, obviously, building a winning football organization, which they're on their way of doing right now. Last year, a great start, and they may be on the way to building something really special. The other thing was, if the ownership can get the team back to D.C., they have a successful ownership tenure.
By the way, notice no name mentioned there, Danny.
Yeah.
The two things he cared about the most. Win football games and get me back to D.C. By the way, they'd be 2-for-2 in your book, assuming that they continue their track. Darius, you're my age, so you're... I don't claim being young like Ryan and Ben the Red at this point.
No.
But we are still at an age where RFK Stadium doesn't really mean anything to us.
Yeah, I don't have – it doesn't hold any significance to me aside from, you know, knowing that that's where my dad went to watch games, and that's where, you know, he prides that his football team won games at.
Same thing.
That's all that I
got. I went there once in my whole life. It was the final year in, like, October of that stadium. Barely remember it because I was, I think, 7 years old or whatever I was. But – I've seen the videos. I've got all the stories, but like I still think we qualify in terms of the age bracket, the range of not having the affinity for that site. So where are you on this?
For me, it's just the allure of having your team that represents Washington, D.C. playing in Washington, D.C. That's my main priority. If it was to come out that, oh, well, hey, it can't happen because D.C. stinks and they don't want a stadium, then sure, I'm fine with building a new stadium in Maryland again. I want a new stadium as soon as possible. But I do want the allure of my team playing in the city that it has that it represents.
What's the cutoff? This is always the question.
So how long are you willing to wait?
2 years.
If the target date is 2030, I can wait till 2030.
Well, it's 2030 regardless.
Right.
But what we're saying is, if this continues, right, and like in 6 months there's no real progress made, and now you're not building for another year. And like, at what point what is your breaking point where you go, she's ready to go to the prom. I've got someone waiting. All I got to do is pick up the phone. That's Wes Moore.
My breaking point is whatever would allow it to be built in 2030. If it's going to take three years.
So then you're on the side. That's what we're talking about. If they're not able to open in 2030, if they don't start building in the next, if they don't move forward in the next half year to a year, right, it's over. So then you are Team Maryland if they can't get this done.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So so 1 year delay, and you'd go, nope, we got to do it at 2030. Period.
But it's not just the 1 year delay to his point.
No, but yeah, right. The uncertainty.
It's the uncertainty. Right. Again, if we knew definitively, well, they're going to open in 2031, you might be able to convince him to wait one more year for the RFK site. But that's not how it works.
Of course,
it's just the possibility that at best, now it's 2031.
Yeah, one's guaranteed, one's the promise.
Let's hit the phones on this next. 800-636-1067. Plus the double play, a significant anniversary in TV history. You're listening to The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
He's Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. We will squeeze in a double play in just a few. Got a little TV anniversary I want to tell Danny about that if you were his age, my age, I think will mean something to you. But let's hit the phones. 800-636-1067. The question is, now that we've got some of the plans that have trickled out and so much conversation over the last couple of months about a stadium in D.C., do you find yourself hell-bent on RFK 2.0 and needing the stadium to be there, even if you've got to wait a couple extra years, if it takes that? Anthony in Martinsville, what's up?
Going on. How y'all doing?
Good, man.
Great.
Hey, look. Look, I'm not the smartest man in the world, but here's what I know for sure. If somebody gifted me a Lamborghini right now, I would find a way. I'm not a rich man, but I would find a way to get insurance on it. That's all I'm saying. If this man is gifting you a stadium and you already going to have to pay $1 billion to put up housing and all the rest of that, you coming out to a win. Because once the stadium is there, it's going to be a major attraction. So, I mean, I'm all for it in D.C. I want it in D.C.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, dude.
I agree with you. And by the way, Harris, in one of the cuts that we played earlier in the hour, made it pretty clear again. It's a $3.8 billion project, but the stadium of $2.7 billion is what they're paying. D.C. is paying the other $1.1 billion non-stadium stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is the team's version of their story.
Sure.
D.C., we've talked to some council members about it that disagree with some of the specifics, but I think it makes sense. The owners are saying, we're building the stadium. Stop acting like you're building the stadium. We're building the stadium. You guys are spending on all the other stuff, and you're going to have to spend the same amount of money to do something with or without us. Now, you'd have control of the revenue and all of the stuff that you may not have control of in this deal, obviously, but there's way less money and revenue and tax breaks and things coming in. Let's go, Shane, Switzerland. Switzerland. Shane's back Switzerland. In Switzerland. How about it, man?
What's going on, Commander Grant? How y'all doing today?
Buddy.
Doing well.
You guys know how I feel about this. It belongs in D.C., in my opinion, that is. And the reason being, it's not just the memories. It's because it has a great fan. It's totally different from any stadium in NFL. You're going to have a river right there. I can't wait to pull my boat out there and start tailgating and on the water like we do at the University of Tennessee. Go Balls. But, you know, it's fantastic when you have that experience. When you're sitting out there, and you're tailgating right there on that river when they clean it up. And the mayor would be stupid not to get this deadline. And basically what that deadline means is basically they'll pull it off the table and they have to restart again, which all it's going to do is hold up. And therefore, they'll get penalized each day that they're holding up that process. So that's the reason why that deadline's there for.
Shane, is the Tennessee football stadium Neyland Stadium, or am I making that up?
That's Neyland Stadium. That is correct.
Deep cut. Neyland Stadium. I want to go see a game there. It looks like they know how to park.
Is that 110,000, give or take?
I'm sure. They
yeah.
all are.
Yeah.
I mean, Shane's out there on his boat. I just don't know if any of that stuff's realistic. You know, when people are like, I'll be tailgating on my boat. That sounds really cool. Do we think that's actually going to happen?
That's the thing I don't know.
It's like Nats Park. Here's the example. Right. Sorry. But like the Capitol. I remember going over there for a tour with a hard hat on, walking around in the dirt, where home plate was going to be. Mm-hmm. And they're like, there's the Capitol. I'm looking down to the left, and you could still see it over like the left field outfield. Well, you put up one parking garage, and you've never seen the Capitol again.
Mm-hmm.
And like all the renderings were, there's the Capitol.
There's the view of the Capitol.
You get what I'm saying?
Of course
I do. A lot of this stuff sounds cool. Like,
yeah.
I'll be on my boat tailgating. That would be sick.
Yeah, you'll be able to see, again, you'll be able to see the Capitol. Well, that's until the first parking structure goes up, or the first high rise, or the first mixed-use condo building, whatever.
Paul's in Waldorf. What's up, Paul?
Sir, Branny, sir, how y'all doing, man?
Buddy.
Very well.
Hey, so I am one of these people that have no ties to RFK. I'm 35, but first-generation immigrant. My family didn't care about football. I bleed the burgundy and gold. I don't care where it is. I need the best possible stadium, and I need it as soon as possible. The tailgating experience, I mean, this is American football. This is what we live for. We need that. And you cut down parking spots, it's going to get even more expensive. It's not like D.C. Metro is insanely convenient. So give me the best stadium that
more
you can give me.
By the way, you know, if you want to talk efficiency, thank you, Paul.
Buddy.
How big of that's kind of what I'm wondering is how big is that group of Pauls?
I don't think it's that big.
You think that's the very small minority?
No, I don't think it's nothing either. Some people dismiss it. I think that's wrong, too.
I think it's like 40 to 45%.
See, I don't. I think it's a strong, like, 15% of the fan base that might be going to games is going, that tailgate, you can't take that from me.
Ooh, but you just made an important distinction. I think a lot of the people that go to games are in that
group. Yes, 100%. Yeah, absolutely.
Which, by the way, matters. Those are your clients. Those are the people that are going to go to the games at the new place, too.
And we talked about this a bunch. It's like for everybody that all they've ever done is support. When the season ticket base is down sub 10,000, of those 9,000 and change people that all they do every week is go, put money in your coffers, make this team this valuable, to be told, hey, the thing you like to do, you can't do anymore, but you'll adjust. I think that's a hard thing. I want to make sure this ownership group, and I have faith them, I think they will, but to try to take care of those folks as good as possible. Again, I always use them as an example. The tailgate Teds of the world, all they've ever done is support you. Please make sure you take care of that guy as best you possibly can, saying, you're not going to be able to do what you used to do, but here's what we've got for you.
Quick double play for you on Grant and Danny. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealers today. Danny, You want to feel old?
I do.
Salute your shorts, which you sleep on. Television show.
Camp on Awana.
Premiered.
Hold you in our hearts.
As a regular weekly series 34 years ago, June 1st, 1991. Now, Ryan's never heard of it. Ben's never heard of it. Darius, were you a salute your shorts guy? Any file on old donkey lips?
Absolutely.
Silly. Remember Sponge? You don't know anything about Sponge, Danny.
Which guy was Sponge?
Sponge was the little nerdy kid.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a long time. I just remember the guy with the mullet, the red-haired kid. Yeah.
Was that Butnick? I don't know.
Sounds right.
Salute your shorts. Let me hear the open.
Oh, 10. Just a 10.
Years ago, what was the guy's name? The counselor who always had the like sunscreen on his nose. You know what I'm talking about? The adult.
Yeah, it's been so long.
You know what's
crazy about it? Only 2 seasons.
No way.
Like very little time on television.
How many eps though?
26 episodes, wow. And that's it.
26 per season?
No, 26 total episodes.
Wow.
And that's your show.
No way.
And to have that kind of impact.
That means, can't be true.
That means I watched those 26 episodes 15 billion times.
Exactly right.
Totally.
How positive are you about that?
Very positive.
26 episodes.
26 episodes, man.
That's like a top 10 childhood TV show for everyone our age.
Totally. So, like, I'm a little bit older than you, obviously. So, Saved by the Bell, we remember it the same way. I think only 4 seasons of kind of the original group together.
So, I will say that it used to be that a TV season was like 30 episodes.
Uh-huh.
And now they're like 10. But in this case, you're saying 13. Wow.
And the dude that played Budnick played John Connor's buddy in Terminator 2.
Correct.
So
that's
like,
the red etiquette I was talking about.
Like he sort of upped his Q rating there.
All right, Beltway Blitz is next. We are going to be giving out tickets, a 4-pack to the Giant Barbecue Battle as soon as we return on Grant and Danny.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.